The Alaska Permanent Fund grew nearly 12% during the 2010 fiscal year, which ended on June 30th. KDLG's Adam Kane has this report.
According to the unaudited figures released today by the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation, the Permanent Fund closed the fiscal year with a balance of $33.3 billion, up 11.8%. The actual return was 2% higher than the targeted return, and all but one of the fund's asset classes saw positive returns during the 2010 fiscal year. Michael Burns is the executive director for the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. He says that the improvement in the fund signifies a good year overall.
We had an exceptionally good 9 months. The returns for the fund through the end of March were quite good. April was okay. May and June were very weak, but on balance, it was a good year, almost 12% for the fund. These are preliminary numbers, about 11.8 to 12%, which is a very nice comeback from the difficulties the markets had the last couple of years.
The $33.3 billion final balance was counted after the corporation transferred $858 million to the State of Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend Division. That amount is down slightly from the $875 million transfer from the 2009 fiscal year. Much of the growth in the permanent fund this year was attributed to strong returns from the bond assets, which performed considerably better than market benchmark index rates. Because real estate generally takes longer to be valued, the permanent fund's real estate returns have not yet been calculated, and the final amounts probably won't be available until September. Burns suggests that the final amount will probably be nearly flat for the fiscal year, which he says is not a bad place to be.
Real estate markets have gone through some difficult times, although they didn't get as difficult as some people thought they would. And I'm talking about the commercial side, not residential, that we read so much about. And we don't use much leverage with our real estate portfolio, so it's allowed us to be a little bit more selective. And we're in some of the stronger markets. We've got a lot of money invested around Washington, D.C., and it seems to have been pretty much unaffected by the recession. So for better or for worse, government continues to grow and that real estate market continues to be strong.
The permanent fund earned $1.6 billion in statutory income, which is comprised of dividends from stocks, interest, rent, and capital gains that were actually received by the corporation in the 2010 fiscal year. That compares with the negative $2.2 billion experienced in the 2009 fiscal year. Burns says that after the recent recession, the $33.3 billion in the permanent fund is still below the fund's high watermark.
We were almost $40 billion at one point. That's about 4 years ago now. So, and we got down, actually, when in the worst part of the markets, we were down about $26 billion. So, you know, we've come back substantially from there, but not all the way back. But if you're going to compare, you know, where we are today to our high watermark, you have to take out, you know, or add back in the dividends that we've paid. So it's not exactly apples to apples, but your basic question is, are we back to where we were? No, but we're a lot closer than we were a couple of years ago.
On Thursday, the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation transferred $858 million to the Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend Division. The State Dividend Division is responsible for approving applications and distributing the annual dividend. The corporation's transfer of $875 million in 2009 resulted in approximately $1,300 dividend being distributed to all eligible state residents. The final amount of the 2010 dividend is expected to be announced by the governor's office sometime in September. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.